On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Lana Silk joins us once again. For those of you who were listening last time we had Lana on, you can find our previous conversation on the archives at abqconnect.online. Lana with Transform Iran. And Lana, thank you for taking the time again. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you, Steve. I'm looking forward to it too.
So for those not familiar with the ministry at Transform Iran, let me just throw it to you there so you can kind of inform them and let them know more about the ministry.
Yes, we are an Iran-focused ministry. Our call is to bring the love and the power of Christ to all Iranians, all men, women, children, the literate, the scholars, and the illiterate. And those who are struggling in different ways. We have been working to that end for 35 years now, and by God's grace, seen an incredible turnaround in our country. Hundreds of thousands have been directly saved through the work of Transform Iran, and probably millions have heard the gospel. Of course, we'll only know that in heaven one day exactly what the number is. The church in Iran, of course, is growing and thriving, and many people have heard it called the fastest growing church in the world. So honestly, Steve, most of the time we're just playing catch up with the Holy Spirit and trying to make sure that we are good stewards of the harvest that he is blessing us with, and making sure people are discipled, rooted in the church. We have a digital church network that connects a global body of Iranian believers together and ensures that those who are turning to Christ are rooted in community, which is very hard to find in Iran, where it's illegal to be a Christian, and able to grow in fellowship with others.
Now, for those that are listening and hearing your voice and imagining Lana clearly is someone who is from outside of Iran and has reached out to this country. That's far from the truth. Let them know more about yourself.
Yes, that's true. My accent tells a slightly different story. I was born and raised in Iran. We moved to England just before my 10th birthday. My parents were very internationally minded, forward looking in terms of our education and development. So we traveled a lot even before we left Iran, and they were careful to teach us English right from the beginning. I actually grew up trilingual. And so the English accent has stuck, but my heart is very much in Iran.
And, we're called to have a love for people in general. I have to imagine that people in the United States, in the Western Hemisphere, watch content that may cause them in their minds to vilify everyone from the country of Iran, and who better than you to dispel that and let us know more about the rich history of Iran and the culture and more about the people that really Christ calls us to love and to share his truth with.
Yes, it's an understandable assumption that people make, that Iran is a country to be feared, and often fear is what would lead to prejudice and perhaps even animosity. But of course, as believers, we know that perfect love casts out all fear, and we sometimes have to deliberately remind ourselves that Jesus loves all people. He loves people that we would consider to be good and worthy of that love, and he loves people who we would consider to be sinners or even evil and unworthy of that love. So that definitely is a backdrop. Actually, having said that, the vast majority of Iranians are themselves victims of this oppressive, brutal government that is what we see as the forefront of what Iran looks like when we look at that country. And they are paying the first price for their government's actions. They are suffering economically. They're suffering in terms of their freedom. They're being harassed, monitored, surveyed. Even this week with the conflict with Israel escalating, Iran's attention is internal as well. Extreme paranoia and suspicion of their own people, people being stopped at checkpoints regularly, harassed, monitored, arrested, and families of some of the people who are advocating for peace and freedom in Iran have been executed in the last few days. So we must remember that there are victims more often than those working against the innocents in Iran.
So, yeah, obviously the primary hope is to see an Iran that receives the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, there's countries all over the globe that are being reached by, you know, by people who literally are coming from outside those countries and reaching out, but other countries that are being reached from inside, from people who've received the good news of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but boy, isn't there a hope to see a change in Iran, that it could, you know, you mentioned the poverty of the people, and, you know, so many people travel the world. A lot of friends, for some reason, Portugal keeps coming up, you know, but world travelers and beautiful places on the earth that are missed by so many. Do you see an opportunity for things to change enough in Iran that it could be a destination for people to go to and experience the culture? And as you know, we have many Christians listening, even if they're traveling casually, you know, as a tourist, that they would be able to share the love of Christ.
Yes, absolutely. I love the point you raised there, Steve. Iran is a beautiful country with a great variety of scenery and some real cultural and biblical history there. You know, we have some of the giants of the Old Testament that walked the land that is Iran today, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, and some of their tombs can be visited in Iran today. Cyrus is, of course, we would assume the king, the Persian king Cyrus that released the Israelites to go rebuild their temple and funded the rebuilding of that temple, but also the tombs of Esther and Mordecai and Daniel and Ezra. I mean, it's just wonderful to be able to go back and walk the history of the Old Testament in Iran, and perhaps one day we will all have the opportunity to do that.
Well, if people want to find out more, I do want to make sure they know the website has an abundance of content that they can consume. TransformIran.com. What are ways that listeners, as they go to the website and they find out more about the ministry at Transform Iran, ways that they can get involved?
The first thing we always say is prayer. We are engaged in spiritual warfare. We don't take it lightly, the fact that we are rattling the cage of the enemy and penetrating darkness with light, and the enemy doesn't like it. So we always invite and welcome the prayer of the saints, the churches, our brothers and sisters in the U.S., to stand with us in solidarity and pray for God's purposes to prevail in Iran, pray for the protection of the Christians in Iran, for the lost to find their way to the light, and, you know, for even the evildoers to repent. God loves them, and he still desires for them to repent and turn from their wicked way. So let's pray according to that. We have a newsletter that we send once a month. It's free on email, transformiran.com. You can sign up to that. Everywhere on the website, there's a link towards it. Please join us in informed, accurate, invested prayer for the church in Iran and for the lost in Iran as well. And join with us as we rejoice when we see what God is doing. And then in addition to that, we always encourage people to help us get the word out there. As much as you are doing, Steve, I'm grateful for our friendship with you and how you help us let people know what God is doing, encourage people with what God is doing. You know, when we know what God is doing, then we don't have to be fearful. We can have hope for a good future and be stirred in our own faith when we see God doing such incredible things in places as difficult as Iran. So follow us on social media, share the posts, help get the word out there. And as always, as a nonprofit, we welcome support financially. If God inspires you to help us in that way, especially now we're raising funds for what we expect to be a humanitarian crisis in Iran shortly. We would love to have some help in dealing with that.
You know, as we encourage listeners to be part of what is being done through the work of Transform Iran, you just don't know who's listening. You know, whether it's a prayer warrior or someone who is able to financially make a real difference in the work that's being done in that part of the world. I also noticed the volunteer tab under the Get Involved tab at transformiran.com. Someone listening who may be someone who speaks Farsi, how can you put them to work?
Yes, if they have the language, then we invite them to connect with the community. Normally, as a first step, we invite people to come to our digital church meetings and build a relationship with us and get to know us. You know, we become family, really. We feel like a global family serving together for our country. And as God knits our hearts together, there are so many opportunities to help, particularly in the area of IT. If we have expertise for website development or in the area of apps, security, there's a lot that can be done producing digital material, you know, for our social media audiences and our TV channel, pre-production, post-production. There's a lot that needs to be done. And in most cases, you would need to be able to speak Farsi. But if you are a Farsi speaker, then I would say, Khosh amadid, come and join our family, and we look forward to getting to know you.
Very good. Maybe we've inspired someone to take Farsi as a second language. That they can, you know, maybe they're already a graphic designer or able to create apps or, you know, high tech minded, that, they'd be inspired, to be a part of that. But regardless, you know what, as we put a bow on this, I do want to throw it back, to you, to have opportunity, to cover anything, that, we may not have already covered that you want to make sure the KLYT listener needs to hear.
Yeah, Steve, I think it's really underlined the message of hope and faith. We live in uncertain times. I hear a lot of Christians around me talking about how nervous or even fearful they are of what the future might hold with leaders like the Iranian leaders acting so recklessly and, you know, encroaching on territories beyond their own countries. So don't lose hope. God is on his throne. God knows what's happening. And God is leading an army of Christian believers in Iran and outside Iran, ready to flood that nation with love and with peace and mercy. He is doing a good work. And I would also add, Steve, you know, we were talking about volunteering. If there are people listening who are inspired and encouraged by this and want to spread that message even more proactively, we would love to share with your churches, your communities. We do Zoom calls with fellowships and home groups. And if it's practical, sometimes we even visit churches to speak there. So perhaps there are more people in your vicinity that want to be encouraged by this update.
All right. And again, you'll find a lot of that information at transformiran.com. We've been visiting with Lana Silk, Lana, appreciate the work you and the rest of the team are doing at Transform Iran, and an open invite. Would love to have you back in to bring us updates of the ministry and other ways the KLYT listener can be involved, support what's going on, and continue to have an impact for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for your time, and we pray that the work you're doing is successful in reaching others for Christ.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
And thank you for taking the time to listen to ABQ Connect.